The second servant song from Isaiah. The Lord has called me from the womb. From the matrix of my mother, he has made mention of my name. He has made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hand, he has hidden me and made me a polished shaft. In his quiver, he has hidden me. And he said to me, "You are my servant, O Israel, in whom I will be glorified." Then I said, "I have labored in vain. I have spent my strength for nothing and in vain. Yet surely my just reward is with the Lord, and my work is with my God." And now the Lord says, who formed me from the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob back to him so that Israel is gathered to him, "For I shall be glorious in the eyes of the Lord, and my God shall be my strength. Indeed," he says, "it is too small a thing that you should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore the preserved ones of Israel. I will also give you as a light to the Gentiles, that you shall be my salvation to the ends of the earth. Thus says the Lord, the Redeemer of Israel, their Holy One, to him whom man despises, to him whom the nation abhors, to the servant of rulers, kings shall see and arise, princes also shall worship, because of the Lord who is faithful, the Holy One of Israel, and he has chosen you." Each of the servant songs has an element of the disappointment and discouragement and ultimately despair of the servant of the Lord. It grows in intensity as you work through the servant songs in Isaiah. And we see something of that here. Messiah is speaking and says that God has appointed him to a prophetic ministry. God has made him a sharp sword and a polished shaft, that is a polished arrow, that is in warfare, a sword for close combat, arrows for fighting at a distance, and he's sharp and he's polished. In other words, he's going to be effective in the work that God has sent him to. And it's a prophetic ministry, the sword coming out of his mouth in Revelation, always a sign of the word of God. That's going to be his ministry. And then he says, "I have labored in vain. I've spent my strength for nothing." He's going to be brought to despair. And then we have an explanation of it. To him whom man despises, to him whom the nation, not the nations, the nation abhors. He's talking about his own people will reject him and despise him. And it brings him to despair, and yet he knows his reward is with God. And then God gives him this promise about his work, that it's too small a thing that he should restore the lost of the tribes of Israel, which is an astonishing thing. As we read the history of God's people in the Old Testament, you very soon come to the conclusion there's no hope for these people. Always unfaithful, always faithless, and yet God says he's going to make them his people. And he then says to Messiah, "That would be too small a task for you. That isn't spectacular enough. I'll give you to be a light to the Gentiles. You shall be my salvation to the ends of the earth." And that's why we are sitting here this morning. If we are Christians at this table, it's because of this word of promise, that it was too small a thing that Messiah should save only Israel, but that his word was going to come and be salvation to the ends of the earth, to us here today. And we rejoice then in the fulfillment of all his promises to Messiah, that is symbolized in the table here: broken bread and poured out wine, a broken body, shed blood, and that point of ultimate despair for the Son of God becomes the point at which the word of God is fulfilled in salvation coming to us Gentiles. And we rejoice in that this morning as we come to the table, remembering our Saviour's dying love.